In a 1994 interview with Minnesota Public Radio, Charles Schulz recalled the day he knew his comic strip was not just a commercial success, but an icon of popular culture.
I know my secretary said one day that her boy came in from school, burst through the front door, threw his jacket down on the living room couch and said, "Mom, I feel just like Charlie Brown." Well, she knew right away then what he felt like.
Peanuts grew from a weekly feature into a goldmine of a comic strip, read by 200 million in 2,400 newspapers in 68 countries. Schulz is estimated to gross $20 million a year from the strip, the movies, the musical, the endorsements, and the paraphernalia. And if he had a nickel for every time someone said good grief, he'd be even more successful.
There would have been no way of knowing that someday Snoopy would actually go to the moon. Snoopy was the first comic character literally to go to the moon, not just in a story or figuratively, but literally went to the moon. And then, of course, the play You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown is the most performed musical in the history of the American theater. I could never have predicted that.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown. You're the kind of reminder we need. You have humility, nobility, and a sense.
There are a lot of wonderful things that have happened that just would have been beyond my imagination.
Like Vince Guaraldi's classic score from the TV specials. The cast of Peanuts is one of the largest in the daily comics, and is as familiar to us, perhaps, as our own families. Charlie Brown, with his big head and zigzag t-shirt, is the perennial loser, but on occasion, he shows us the insight he's gained through suffering. Snoopy, his dog, plays World War I flying ace, hipster, novelist, or lawyer with equal delusional aplomb. There's the domineering and downright mean Lucy, the amateur analyst, her brother Linus, with his security blanket. Not to mention Schroeder, Pigpen, Franklin, Rerun, Marcy, the little red-haired girl, and Woodstock, the bird. Adults appear, but only as a pair of legs, and when they speak on TV or in the movies, it's a blur. Wah, 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 wah. This is the world of kids. It's easy to see how Charles Schulz himself was the model for Charlie Brown's character. Schulz didn't have the worst childhood in the world growing up in St. Paul, but it was a hard life. His father was a barber, his mother died when he was 20. It was the Depression, they were poor, and he remembers many pancake dinners. He was skinny and quiet. His cartoon sketches were rejected by his own high school yearbook, and he made a living at an art correspondence school in Minneapolis. But he did have friends, and they helped him more than they, or he, knew at the time.
Charlie Brown was a good friend of mine. Linus was a wonderful friend who sat right near me there at the correspondence school. And, of course, Frida, who still lives in Minneapolis, was another friend of mine. So almost all of them have been either friends or relatives whose names that I have used.
Add to that list Peppermint Patty Parker of Minneapolis, who remembers him as a shy and sometimes sad person.
I always felt that he had somewhat of an inferiority complex. He had a bad complexion, and I think he was very shy because of that.
It's fun, she says, to have a famous namesake in the funny pages, but she's a little apprehensive about claiming to be the Peppermint Patty.
In a way, it's kind of embarrassing. Well, because I've never had the okay from Charlie Schulz, but as you will probably be able to understand, he is trying to protect himself also, I would assume. I'm not sure of that, but he doesn't have to worry about me because I really don't care. But, well, there are royalties involved.
What clinched the connection for her was when Charlie Brown, the Charlie Brown, who lived in Minneapolis, called her up on stage at an event and introduced her as the inspiration for Peppermint Patty. It's funny, though. Schulz seems to have taken only the names from his old friends. Their comic strip personalities seem more extensions of the artist. For instance, while Peppermint Patty is a sandal-wearing academic failure and the fictional Charlie Brown is a loser, Patty Parker was an original Aquatennial queen and Dayton's model, and Parker says the real Charlie Brown was the life of the party. Plus, the real Patty and Charlie had a much better relationship than their fictional counterparts.
You were very good friends with Charlie Brown.
Very, very good friends with Charlie Brown. I spoke to Charlie almost every day. He always said we were soulmates. But who knows? He might have told that to everyone. I don't know, but he was my first boyfriend when I was 15. And my mother said it was okay to go out with him. That didn't happen with everyone. My mother was very strict.
Patty Parker got her first taste of Peanuts in 1947, when it was called Little Folks and ran weekly in the St. Paul Pioneer Press. 3 years later, it was running in 7 U.S. newspapers with a new name and a harder-hitting attitude than today's strips. In the strip from October 2, 1950, a little boy and a little girl are sitting on a curb, watching Charlie Brown walk by, blithely unaware of their conversation. The boy says, "Here comes good old Charlie Brown." "Good old Charlie Brown, yes, sir. Good old Charlie Brown. How I hate him."
What did you guys think about the idea of somebody making a living as a cartoonist? Did that ever strike you funny?
Not at all. I thought it was fascinating. I thought it was absolutely fascinating. Golly, I knew someone who was a cartoonist. It was phenomenal. I felt that he had a gift and that he was special.
The real Charlie Brown died a few years ago, but death never clouds the lives of the characters in Peanuts. Charles Schulz moved from Minnesota to California in 1958 and has been hand-drawing his strip ever since. In a letter announcing his retirement, Schulz thanks the public for giving him the constant motivation to keep drawing for half a century. John Raby, Minnesota Public Radio.